everyone on the other side, thank you so much for being there. We are excited about today's episode. I'm Michelle Klein with Klein Hospitality, and I'm here with my sidekick, Stephanie Ledger with First Rate Hospitality. Stephanie, how are you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. So we have someone special in the house today. We have Adam Tuttle with Yippee.
Yay! Yes.
How are you, Adam?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you. How are you both?
We're doing wonderful.
I love it. Yeah, yeah. Life is great.
Yes, so we're so excited to having you on the show today. We're continuing our series of talking about inspections, and why not also to have Yippee as part of it, because I feel that you are also too providing a great solution for the hospitality industry to making sure that inspections are being done internally and on a consistent basis. So Adam, if you can just start off in discussing about your background in the hospitality industry and then leading right into the benefits of Yippee and what it does for the hospitality industry.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Stephanie. You know, my background, I think, is just like everybody else's that's listening here, right? In a way that I was a bright-eyed college student. I went to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, UNLV. And while I was going to school, you know, big dreams of becoming an amazing general manager one day, and decided to get my feet wet and got a job in hospitality when I was in college. And then that kind of led from one job to another one. And then ultimately I ended up with Four Seasons, which was wonderful for me. And it was the great start of a fantastic career. And I got to go from Vegas to DC, over out to Disney World, and open that property and then back to Las Vegas. And along that track for me, I realized, is this the path that I want to be on? And is this really what I want to do with my life? And, you know, while the answer is of course, and yes, and it was so rewarding and filling, there was a piece of me that wanted to give back more to the industry and be a part of, helping it grow and get better. And so I started a consultancy, very similar, like, you know, the two of you, and said, you know, let's go part and help hoteliers get better at what they're doing. And when I was doing that for a number of years, I was acutely aware of the challenge that hoteliers were running into over and over and over again, which I think the easiest way I can sum that up is every hotelier is given a stack of things that they are expected to comply with, right? And nobody gives it in a nice, easy way. I kind of, I have four kids and we live here in Orlando, so everything is Disney focused in our life, right? And sometimes you remember in Cinderella, there's Gus, and he's trying to carry all of the corn kernels and trying to just stack them on. And I really felt that pain in the hospitality industry, because I felt like everyone was giving a new kernel to hoteliers. Okay, make sure that, you know, these standards are met, and make sure these standards are met, and these standards are met. And nobody was giving it in a simple way. And I said, you know, there's got to be a solution that I can give to my clients to help them better manage their standards and inspect the standards that are given of them. And I couldn't find one. And so if you can't find it, I guess that's your responsibility to build it. So my co-founder and I, who's my longtime best friend, we started Yippee, and we created a digital solution where hoteliers can take all of their standards from all of the different sources, whether that be a third-party accolade or a brand standard or a general manager's expectation, even government compliance standards. And we can put it all in one solution, and then it puts an output that allows leaders to inspect those in one space, right? That says, okay, enough with the going from here to here, walking around with just my clipboard. Instead, I'm going to walk around with my phone and I'll be able to take these notes. You know, our goal with the industry was bring something of value to it, help the industry grow a little bit. So yeah, that's kind of the story and the origin. And we also knew that the auditing and inspections sometimes isn't everyone's favorite thing. So like WTF, we wanted to make it fun, right? So that's how Yippee was born, the name, right? We want to make this exciting. We want you to be good at it so you can say, Yippee, you know, I did it. Yes.
I love the story. What a wonderful story. So let's, I want to reel this in a little bit. Adam, yeah. why are inspections important to you? And then furthermore, why do you think they're important to the industry in general?
Yeah, I think those are two really good questions. So personally, introspectively, there's a phrase that was like drilled into my head growing up as a hotelier, which is inspect what you expect, mm-hmm. right? When we don't go in and look at, you know, how things are being done and are they meeting the expectations, it really takes away the win from your sales, right? As a leader, if you're not willing to get out there and make sure things are being done right, and you know your team didn't know, you know, when my team didn't know that I would be out there looking at stuff, that's, you know, stuff would slide. And ultimately, I know the impact that has on the guest experience, right? When we talk about this great endeavor of hospitality, the end result always must be fixated on delivering our consistency, right? And this other kind of phrase that has stuck with me my whole life is consistency is our quality, right? And when we can deliver consistently, then that allows us to be known for our quality, and that attracts guests, it attracts business and revenue. And when we focus on that, when we focus on the bottom line, which is not just the financial line, the bottom line of the guest experience, everything, including the financial bottom line, gets taken care of. So to answer the second part of why is it important that hoteliers do it, is because it is the crux of your responsibility as a leader, no matter what position you have. If you are a supervisor at a front desk or in housekeeping, or you are an RVP of a, you know, several locations and properties, you have to be on the floor and you have to be doing inspections and you have to be making sure those things are done right. Because if they're not done right, guests will feel that. They will find it. And guess what? They will leave. They will go somewhere else. And we don't want that. So I think on both of those, it's just such an important part to me and hopefully to our industry, because it really is, you know, who we are as hoteliers. It's our core. It has to be our heartbeat.
And it also, I think, that helps the new leaders figure out what needs to be done, right? As we see a lot of turnover in the industry since 2020, and we have people coming from other industries that perhaps they were doing some sort of customer service, but it's a completely different story, the story you're telling here. Having that opportunity to follow some sort of template or guideline also allows them to be able to meet the expectation in a more methodical way, right?
Yeah. Like, I think you said it so good. Like, when you're a new leader and you just get out there and you start performing these inspections and you have a clear understanding of what's being expected, and then following up with what was delivered or what was done, man, you really find where the holes in your operation are, you find where your attention can be. And then when you have the data, right, which is what Yippee really focuses on tying all of those together so you can look at it, you can really find a really great understanding of, oh, this is what I need to do. Like, this is where my attention is going to be most rewarded, not only for my growth as a leader, but also for the operation, for the guest, and for the team that I lead. Absolutely. Totally agree.
Love it. So let's talk about also too with the other benefits of utilizing Yippee. So I love how it's digital, so you can be able to have it right there on your phone. But why else would it be beneficial for the hotel operators to be utilizing Yippee rather than just a typical standard yes, no, maybe so?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think we have enough time because we go through all of it, but let me try to highlight, I think what I think are the most important parts. And I think that Yippee brings three really prominent advantages to an organization, or at least what we've hopefully designed and built Yippee to be. And the first one is it allows a place for you to collect all of your standards. all of them. It kind of goes back to, you know, Gus Gus trying to carry all those corn kernels. I mean, it is this idea that there is nowhere in our industry right now that I could find that allows you to take everything. I mean, all of it, and put it into one place. And it just provide one clear expectation. Like, okay, what is the expectation of, let's say, a front desk agent at check-in? I mean, and when you're dealing with all of these great organizations, right? Maybe you have a brand standard. And when we say third party, you know, immediately we go to like our awards, right? And our accolades. But you also have like, you know, other things. Like, for example, I'm just going to throw out, you have like Amex, right? Like, oh man, I got to make sure I hand this card or I do that. And then you have your brand standards, and then your front desk manager wants you to do this. And so by just having that, the clear, concise one house, I think properties will have a good understanding, or we hope that properties have a good understanding of, okay, this is what we're asking. This is the clear ask, right? And whether that be for an employee deliverable or a product, right? Like, this is how a room should be set up. And knowing that you're confidently meeting all those expectations, or at least articulating. So we call that defining, right? So we help organizations define their expectations. The next part is align those expectations. It is really great to have all of those standards. It is great. But more importantly, we want to align our teams. We want to know who's responsible for what. If you're operating a property with a union, with a strong union presence, who's got to focus on this task, and whose job is that task, and really making it clear in your operation of what you need to be focusing on. And so what we built in Yippee is we call it bite-size audits, where we've taken, rather than trying to say, okay, here's the arrival process from valet to entering the room, we say, no, this is, you know, the host experience, for example, in at a restaurant, right? This is auditing the order taking experience from a server to their table, and really micro focusing on those, so we have that alignment of what is everyone's jobs, and can I absolutely observe it and make useful and realistic observations. And the last part is refining, right? So when I say refine, all of this is great. I think getting out there and just being present is so good, right? Knowing those standards, defining it, having it aligned, and doing those audits is great. But what we focus at Yippee is saying, if we're going to spend the time doing this, let's get something out of it, right? Which is the data, right? And the data tells us, especially when collected over time, right? Over weeks, months, and even years, it can really give some great insight to hoteliers of, hey, where do you need to spend time and energy on your training? Who needs to be a part of this training? You know, typical training is, oh, let's bring in the whole team. Like, wait, maybe we just select a few people from a few teams that really need this pinpointed training. And so what we really hope to do with all that data is give direction and guidance to hoteliers, and not just on an individual level, but all the way up to the brand, right? So if you're operating the entire brand, you can look at your brand and say, okay, where can we give resources or capital, or what do we need to do in order to support these efforts that we have these expectations and we see there's low performance, or how can we reward high performance? We want to also celebrate. What are people doing right? We want them to yell yippee, right? You're doing the right thing. And you can't do that without that data. So, you know, those are our big things: define, align, and refine here. And that's really what we're hoping to get hoteliers to do.
I love that. Adam, such a great tool too for anyone like Stephanie and I, where we go out there and we do our assessments on how the training needs to look like, and we work on providing a customized experience as to what that training program is going to end up being that makes sense for that particular client. But this is such a great tool, because now we have that opportunity to look at things from not really like the bigger picture situation, but it's like the little nitty gritty detailed to the T. So this is so wonderful. So if you were to think about maybe one or two things, like essential things that you think beyond the Yippee energy that is different between Yippee and any other platform that is out there, what do you think that is?
Yeah, I think the two things the biggest thing that separates us, the two biggest things, is one, it's the data. It is hands down, it's the data. It's the idea that you can say in Yippee, you have the opportunity to see how a single team member is performing over the last week, the last month, again, the last year. But that scales, as digestible as it is with a singular person, to an entire global brand. I mean, just to be able to take that data is incredible, right? I mean, hoteliers, we operate so much off of first or line of sight, right? Information. We have data from our guest surveys. That's great. We have data on our revenue, right? All of those things. But we don't have data on our employee performance beyond our own notes, right? And what Yippee really focuses on is that data. Like, so number one is the data. That's what makes us different. And then two, I think what's so unique about Yippee than any of the other products that we've seen is that we're not completely focused on one singular standard grouping, right? Yippee is focused on taking all of it. All of it. I mean, we have organizations that are doing their health inspections, right, with Yippee. And at the same time, they're also preparing, you know, for other audits that are going to be hugely important for them. And the fact that they can take all of those and we're not just trying to pigeonhole them into one category, right, of service excellence or product excellence, it's the idea that this is a holistic approach. It really is that. So I hope that, I know that's kind of broad, but it really is the fact that you can take any single standard and we can merge the two worlds together of, okay, here's your corporate standards. And hey, by the way, here's how your front desk manager or restaurant manager wants it done. And then you can give, you know, coherence between the two, I guess is the best word. Make them cohesive, right? And so as you know, as we really focused on developing Yippee, that was what we really wanted to make sure that properties understand is the data and the customization of pulling everything together.
Wonderful.
Love it. And I think also too, photos, yeah. Being able to show it as
right. Yes. It's so much easier and adding comments and yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We're all about comments and pictures and audio files and videos. Go ahead and attach them to those audits. You know, when you think about a clipboard and what you can do when you walk around with your yes, no checklist. And then when you think about how much more helpful it would be to have pictures attached to it and to have or audio or video or attach PDFs to things to explain, hey, how should this really look? Or here's a picture of how the bed should look. Does it look like this? And you get those powerful tools, you know, mingled in with it. Man, we just hope that it's a great tool for everyone.
Endless opportunity.
Yeah.
Yes.
Endless.
And Adam, what is your favorite department to do inspections for?
Oh, that's a tricky question. Okay, so my favorite one is, I shouldn't say that. I should say the most use case in Yippee is housekeeping, just because it makes sense. It's a department that totally gets inspections, right? Like that is the bread and butter and the backbone. But my favorite one, which has changed now that I'm doing with Yippee, is the restaurants. So is a restaurant space, because I love that, again, it kind of goes back to the breakdown. So Yippee really breaks it down by interaction, right? By interaction. So it's so interesting to really get in and say, okay, this is the purpose of this interaction. And I just feel so much more connected with the servers that I'm auditing using Yippee, because I am hanging on to every word that they are saying and, you know, and looking at it. And I love finding them be successful and I love hearing all of the good stuff. So yeah, it's funny how it changed, but the restaurants.
Yes. Fun. But I love also too, how you're saying how you really can be able to now split that standard. So, you know, we're as hotel operators, we're used to seeing say brand standard report that will talk about guest name usage. So we know this is a high standard that is typically not met and we can't really ever pinpoint where the interaction that we lost that. So maybe the host, you know, in the restaurant setting, so maybe the host was using the guest name because they have it right then and there. And then the server that's doing the greeting, you know, they have the guest name, but then it may be that back server or the towards the end of the interaction, even when the guest is paying for the, you know, with their credit card or charging it to the guest room, and then they end up, you know, missing that opportunity. But then you really can't be able to find it easily because you're trying to go in through that entire report. Where I think with Yippee, how you're breaking it based upon the positions like you were talking about, and then being able to pinpoint exactly where that area needs to focus.
Yes. I mean, that's the point is when we break it down into, well, like, again, we call it bite size, right? When you break it down into hyper-focused areas, you can find and pinpoint, boom, that's where we're failing. Or this is the magic sauce. Like, this is where it's holding it together, right? If we can nail this, we can see, oh my gosh, when we hit it here, it carries on through it. Like when the hosts use the name, oh my gosh, it sets everybody else up for success. And when they don't, we all fail. So you can also pinpoint those, like those, you know, points of access, right? Like where do things really get meaningful? And you know, it's so great when you're setting these up. I have had the distinct pleasure of personally setting up a lot of the Yippee accounts for a lot of our clients. And what's so cool about it is when you get to talk with them about, no, it's really important that we do this. And it's like, great, where else do you want to see that done? And it's like, oh, and now you're engineering this guest experience, right? You're driving it as the operator, and you're not so much of just trying to play catch up and you're trying to chase them. You get to a point where that shifts and you're the one driving the experience. You're the one that feels like you're in control in the driver's seat. And that is a good feeling. I have been in both of those seats as an operator, and let me tell you what, one is way better than the other.
It's definitely the platform for WTF Walk the Floors. I can tell you that.
Oh, yes.
You. Yeah, we love it.
All right, Adam. So as we're winding down, we always end our show with a WTF moment. So I want to give this time for you to being able to share your WTF moment, whether it's inspections, hospitality, as the guest or as the employee. What do you have for our audience?
You know, I love that because I have been thinking about this for a long time. Like, what is my WTF moment? There's so many moments, but you know, I will tell you the moment that it all changed in my head. And I kid you not, it was, I was working as a front office manager, and I had been, you know, harping on all the things that you do, right? And I, for the first time, went down and sat in the lobby and just looked at my desk, and I cannot tell you the pivot that changed. Like, it, I mean, it sounds the most innocent thing that you've ever heard, but just to look, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's dusty. Like, what? No one's looking at this. And then I looked, and then I got up and I went back to my desk and I turned back around, and the whole lobby was full of people, right? And I thought, oh my gosh, everyone sees this. And every single guest is looking at, you know, our desk, and it was a mess. But when you were standing behind it, it looked all great. It looked fine, right? And we saw all the crumbs and all the things that were lined up. And it wasn't until I really stopped and realized, like, oh my gosh, when I stop and I turn myself and I take myself away from my computer screen and focusing on that, and I get out and I sit down, I just like, WTF. What is happening? What is this? And it definitely brought a new sense of the way that I managed moving forward, right? It was the idea of, I've got to look at this from a different perspective. And that honestly was probably, if I were to trace it back, the catalyst to Yippee. That was probably it. But this great is great. Story. I am so grateful. Thank you so much for letting me, you know, share my story and share about Yippee. And thank you for being such generous hosts.
Thank you, Adam, for being here and, you know, sharing with our audience about the importance of putting yourself in the, not only the guest shoes, but also on the operator's shoes. Adam, tell us very quickly, how can anyone find you? Do you have a website that you can share or any other handles?
Yes, absolutely. We'd love to. So it's super easy website. It's yippy.io and yippy is yippy.io. And feel free to check us out there. We also have, feel free to find me on LinkedIn. We'd love to talk with anybody.
Thank you so much, Adam.
This has been great.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Stephanie. Thanks, Michelle.
Bye.
Bye.